You're listening to the Vari McKechnie podcast, and this is the 100 Day Journey series. Over the course of 100 days, I'm committing to showing up daily with an idea, a simple practice, a snippet of wisdom, all with the intention of helping us all develop our own personal practice in the art of living well. It's about taking time to pause, to prepare for and reflect on our days as we navigate what our next right step is. So thank you for joining me on this journey. Let's take today's step. Not everything, in fact, very few things, require us to do them perfectly. I'd say the exception might be if you are, say, a brain surgeon. In that case, I'd very much like you to be as perfect as you possibly can be. We can be much less concerned about precision than we'd let ourselves believe. I see this with clients all the time. One of my recent mentor clients had a business idea that had been living on their hard drive for over 2 years and had never been launched. There were all the things that had to be perfected before they felt they could launch. The perfect website, perfect copy, perfect headshots, the perfect month to launch, even the perfect moon phase. This striving for perfection stifles our creativity and puts the handbrake on momentum. A few years ago, I decided to start doing life at a B- grade. I started applying the ish factor to everything. My house was tidy-ish. Clothes were hung up. The dishwasher was on at night. There was a clear kitchen table. My exercise was constant-ish. I'd work out 3 to 5 times a week and try and walk my dog most days. My eating was clean-ish, simple meals with some sort of veggies during the week, and then family pizza nights on a Friday. What I've discovered is that adding more ish to your life makes things way more fun, adds way more ease, and creates way more space for movement. I used to believe in creating very definite structures and hard rules in my life, but it felt flat and left me feeling really uninspired. So ask yourself today, how can you add more ish to your life? What can you start to care less about? What can you be a little more reckless with? And a little less constricted by. That's all for today. If you would like to follow along on the 100 day journey via email, you can join over at varimckechnie.com/journey. Thank you as always for traveling alongside me. Do the small things, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sending love.